Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In this popular science introduction, Tricia Morrow explains the physics that allows rockets, satellites, probes, and space telescopes to leave Earth, navigate space, and return useful knowledge. The book belongs to the accessible science and spaceflight education genre, but it is organized less like a technical manual than a guided tour through mission problems. Morrow, a science writer and former high school physics teacher, uses topics such as motion, forces, waves, gravity, momentum, light, and relativity to show why space missions work rather than simply describing what they achieved. Its purpose is to reduce the distance between classroom physics and public fascination with exploration, instead of assuming that readers already think like engineers. The book connects equations and concepts to recognizable mission choices, including orbital transfers, gravitational assists, propulsion methods, and space telescopes. The result is a physics-centered account of spaceflight designed for curious non-specialists, students, and amateur science readers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, space missions turn classroom physics into practical problem-solving. A central feature of the book is its use of real spaceflight missions as a structure for explaining core physics. Concepts such as velocity, acceleration, force, and momentum can feel abstract when treated only as definitions or equations. Morrow approaches them through the practical constraints of leaving Earth, changing direction in space, and reaching a target that is also moving. This framing matters because spaceflight is unforgiving. Small misunderstandings about motion or energy can translate into missed orbits, wasted fuel, or mission failure. By tying each principle to a mission need, the book helps readers see physics as a language for making predictions. A rocket launch becomes an example of Newtonian mechanics, not merely a dramatic spectacle. A spacecraft coast phase becomes a lesson in inertia rather than an absence of action. This mission-based organization also clarifies why physics education often emphasizes simplified systems. Idealized problems are not disconnected from reality. They are stepping stones toward analyzing complex machines operating under gravity, heat, radiation, and limited fuel. Secondly, gravity is presented as a navigational tool, not only a force to escape. The book gives particular importance to gravity because it is both the major obstacle and one of the most useful resources in space exploration. Popular accounts often describe launch as escaping gravity, but mission design depends on working with gravitational fields rather than simply overcoming them. Orbital motion, transfer paths, and gravitational assists show that spacecraft navigation is built around careful exchanges of energy and momentum. The discussion of techniques such as gravitational slingshots associated with missions to distant targets makes this point concrete. A flyby can change the speed and direction of a spacecraft without carrying extra propellant, because the spacecraft interacts with the motion and gravity of a planet. This helps explain why journeys through the solar system rarely follow straight lines. They are shaped by timing, planetary positions, and the need to conserve fuel. By treating gravity as a design partner, the book moves beyond the common image of rockets as machines that simply push upward and highlights the deeper geometry of space travel. Thirdly, propulsion is explained through momentum, fuel limits, and newer mission strategies. Morrow addresses propulsion by connecting the familiar image of rocket thrust to the underlying physics of momentum conservation. Rockets move because mass is expelled in one direction and the vehicle gains momentum in the other. This basic idea is easy to state, but its consequences are demanding fuel has mass. Carrying more fuel requires more fuel to lift it, and mission planners must constantly balance speed, payload, and efficiency. The book uses this logic to make the rocket equation less mysterious, while avoiding the assumption that every reader wants an engineering derivation. It also broadens the idea of propulsion beyond chemical launch vehicles. Solar electric propulsion, for example, illustrates how a spacecraft can use very small continuous thrust over long periods to achieve meaningful velocity changes. This reframes propulsion as a question of mission context rather than raw power alone. A launch vehicle must deliver high thrust quickly, while an interplanetary probe may benefit from slow, efficient acceleration. That distinction helps readers understand why different missions require different propulsion choices. Fourthly, light, waves, and telescopes show how spacecraft convert physics into evidence. The book does not limit spaceflight physics to movement through space. It also examines how missions gather information, especially through light and waves. Space telescopes and observing instruments depend on the behavior of electromagnetic radiation, including wavelength, frequency, reflection, absorption, and detection. These ideas explain why different telescopes are designed for different parts of the spectrum, and why observing from space can be scientifically valuable. The atmosphere protects life, but it also blocks or distorts some forms of radiation, so placing instruments above it can reveal phenomena that ground-based observation cannot easily capture. This topic expands the meaning of space exploration, a mission does not have to land on a world to study it. It can analyze light that has interacted with surfaces, atmospheres, stars, or dust. By connecting waves and optics to satellites and telescopes, MIRO shows that physics is not only what gets a spacecraft to its destination, it is also what allows the mission to transform distant signals into usable knowledge. Lastly, the teaching approach balances accessibility with respect for difficult ideas. One of the distinctive qualities of the book is its educational stance. MIRO writes from the perspective of someone familiar with both physics instruction and public science communication, so the explanations are designed for readers who may be interested but hesitant. The book does not appear to avoid mathematics entirely. Instead, it aims to make calculations meaningful by attaching them to mission questions. This is important because popular science can sometimes replace explanation with wonder, while textbooks can overwhelm readers with formalism before context is clear. MIRO positions the book between those extremes. Appendices on topics such as the metric system and gravity-related math suggest an effort to support readers who want more detail without making every chapter depend on advanced preparation. The result is an approach that treats confusion as part of learning rather than as a reason to exclude the reader. This makes the book especially useful for people who want to revisit physics through an applied subject that already interests them. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are interested in space exploration, but do not have a strong physics background. It will also be useful for students, teachers, amateur astronomers, science communicators, and general readers who want a clearer bridge between mission headlines and the physical principles behind them. Its practical benefit is conceptual literacy readers can come away with a better grasp of why rockets stage, why spacecraft follow curved paths, why gravity assists matter, AGDA, why different propulsion systems serve different missions, and why telescopes in space collect kinds of evidence that Earth-based instruments may miss. Its intellectual benefit is a more integrated view of physics as a problem-solving framework rather than a list of isolated school topics. Compared with many space books that focus mainly on history, personalities, or engineering spectacle, this one stands out by using missions as teaching devices for physics itself. Compared with standard introductory physics books, it offers a more motivating context and a clearer sense of application. Its realistic strength is not advanced technical depth, but careful translation, it makes the mechanics, optics, and orbital reasoning of spaceflight approachable without reducing them to trivia. If you would like to support Tricia Morrow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.